Rappin was Tomna Shevashonin. So who did this now wanted a preserver and put it for 7 years Bedufshin, honey? Ika the army, some say, Boleh, that he lived with her all this time. And Ika the army, some say, no, Loi Boleh, he didn't live with her. But, so it's like this. Tiyamri lo Boleh, the ones that said that he did live with her, ho de Tomna li Yisubli Yisrei. The reason why he did this was to, for his Yisori, he had a time to live with her, so he wanted to preserve her body like. Well, the Yamri lo Loi Boleh, but the ones that says, no, he did not live with her, hi de Tomne, why did he preserve her body for? Ki echa de Nemra bas melech nosif. And she was able to say, listen, this was my wife that killed herself. So they were able to say he married the daughter of the king. I call upon him Omar. Heard it said like this. Man Dorish, who's going to make the drush in this pasuk of Mikarev or Achicha Tosa Melecha Melech, that a king could only be made from Karev Achicha. In other words, an Eved can't be a king. Heard this wants to become the king now. So he was angry. He said, like, who's going to make a drasha to say that I can't be a king, that Yodarshin Mikarev Achicha, Achicha means, a brother means, and not an Eved Kenani. Rashi says, the Pasha Nekroa, the Mashmal Muti Eved, Shu Achicha Mitzvah, El Oibi Kachavim, for Abona Dorshin, no, the Abona Dashin, Mimuvcha Shav Achicha. The Pasuk means, Mikarev Achicha means, from the best of your brothers, which means to be a king, you have to be born a Jew, and not an Eved Kenani. So who does this ask? Who makes this drasha? They tell them over Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are the one that makes the drashas. So kom kat linu kula Rabbanan. Who does at that time killed out all the Tamir Chachamim then? And Shafke le Bava ben Buta. He only left over Bava ben Buta le Mishkel Eitzimineh to take advice, take counsel from him. So what Hordes did was Ahadalei Kalila Delila. He put some type of sharp material around his eye. And Nakrina Liena, he pulled out his eyes, he made him blind. Yoimachada one day also heard this cave, Yosef Kameh, and was sitting in front of Baba Ben Buta. So he wants to test him out to see how he feels about himself, how Baba Buta feels about Hurdis. So Hurdis said to him, again he was blind, so he didn't know it was Hurdis. Omri said, Chazimar Hay Avdabisha, my covet, did you hear about how that Ben Eved acts? Now he started to talk to Baba Ben Buta about himself. Omalei, so Baba Buddha said back to him, my avidlei. No, Omalei, my avidlei. So Baba Buddha said, what should I do about it? Omalei, so Hurda said back to him, no tayumar, let me see you curse him. And I was like, curse me. Omalei, so Baba Buddha answered back and said, no. See, the pasuk says, gamba modcha melech altakalo. Like, you can't kill a king, you can't curse a king. Omalei, high lad melech, but listen, this Hurda, he's not a king. You know he's not a king. Omalei will have a yosha. Listen, he's not a king, but he's a rich man. Beyond is a rich man. Look, see, the pasuk says, "Uvechadre mishkavecho atakala loshir." Like, don't curse the king, a rich man, even in your privacy. So Hurdis and also said, "V'lo yeil elanosi." Baba Buta answered back, "He's only left like a prince, like a president." Look, see, the pasuk says, "V'nosi biyamcha loisor." I can't curse a nosi biyamcha. Omalei, so Hurdis said back to him, "But maybe that's only biyoyse ma'isamcha. That's only if he acts like a Jew. Such a person you can't curse." But this Hurdis, he doesn't do actions like a Jew. So him you'll add a curse. Oh, Malay, so Baba Buddha said back, you should know, Mistafini Minay, I'm afraid of him. I don't want to curse him. Oh, Malay, so Hurdis said back to him, listen, Lek Inish the Yozel, nobody's around, it's only me and you. Dilma, Delay Malay, the Anov, nobody's around here to say it over. The Anov, the At Yasivna, it's only me and you here, what are you afraid about? Oh, Malay, so Hurdis said back, no, see the post from Keller says, no matter how privacy you are, the birds are there, they could take your voice. In other words, there's no such thing as privacy. No matter you think you're only talking to your friend, but word get out. So Kitsa heard Baba Muta was afraid to curse Hurdis, even though in front of this one person. Omalei, now Hurdis admitted and told him, Yishinoh, I know who. I am he, I'm Hurdis, I'm the one that's talking to you. And now Hurdis said, you should know, he have a yadana didir rabbanim kuli hai. If I would have known that the rabbanim are so careful, watch themselves so carefully, like not to do anything bad, like have a katunalhu, I wouldn't have killed out all the rabbanim. Hashtun now Hurdis is, my takante the hugavra. What's a takana? What kind of tshuva could I do to save myself not to get punished for the fact that I killed out all the tamir rachamim? Omalei. So Baba Ben Buta said back to him, Omalei. Who kova oiroi shaloilom? He wiped out the light of the world. The Yechsiv the Pasuk says, "Kiner mitzvah v'Torah or the Torah is the or is the light of the world." So by killing out the Talmid Chachamim, you killed out the light of the world. Is now, you know what the Tekonah is? Yelech v'yasek v'yarev shalolam. Go and try and build up, fix up the Beis HaMikdash, which is the next Oyrish Shalolam. You see the Pasuk says, v'noru elav kol agoyim, that come to the Beis HaMikdash, that will shine out to all the nations. That was the Eitzah that Boba Vavuta gave Hordis to go fix up the Beis HaMikdash. And Ika the Amri, some say, Hachi Yomalei. This is what Boba Vavuta answered back to Hordis. Hu sima eina shalolam. You knocked out the eyes of the world, dechiv. For ho yimiyene yeda, that from the eyes of the yeda, yelach go now v'yasasek v'yena shalolam. Go and be yasek in the eyes of the world. Dechiv hinani mecholol es mikdashi. Goinu uschem. Machmar anechem. Kitzah from the base of Mikdash, that's the machmar anechem. So if you wiped out the Tamil Chomim, the yetzah now is to go build up the base of Mikdash. So that was the eighth above and Buddha gave, like to knock down the Beis HaMikdash and to rebuild it up, build it nicer now. So that was the kasha before, how he's allowed to do it. You can't knock down the shul before you build another one. So that was the two terutzim, either that he saw a teya, he saw a crack in the wall, it was dangerous to leave it alone, or else a melech is different. When a melech says he'll rebuild it, you have a right to rely on him. There's no pshiyosa. Omalei, so Herudra said back, you should know, mistafinu machusa, I'm afraid of the Romans. I'm like, I work for them, but I need permission from the Romans to build up the Beis HaMikdash again. All my life, Sahur just told him like this, listen, Shada Shlicho, go send the Shlich, a messenger, to ask the king. But listen, take a real slowpoke. V'leizel Shosa, let him take a year till he gets there to get there to Rome. V'lakiv Shosa, let him dray a room there in Rome for a year. V'lahad Shosa, let him return to you in a year. The kids will take him 3 years till you get the answer. In the middle of these 3 years now, Sosrelay, go break down the Beis HaMikdash, or Benisrelay, and build it up again. And Ovid Hochi, that's what Herodes did. He listened to Baba Ben Buta. So Maisa was Shochelay. The Romans sent back a letter like this. The messenger, the what they call slow mail, a 3 years messenger, came back, said like this, Emloy Sosrosa, if you did not knock it down yet, Al Tister, don't touch the Beis HaMikdash. The Im Sosre, if you knocked it down already, Al Tivne, don't build it up again. But the Im Sosrosa, or Benisa, but if you knocked it down already, you did build it up already, Avda Bisha, you're like a bad Evid, boss of the Avdin, Miss Malchin. Like after you do, then you ask permission. So like that, they caught you, but I called upon him, it was up, to let it stay. Im Zain Cholacho, Safrecha Kan. Rashi says in Zeincho. Rashi says in Zeincho lecho sefrecha kan means in nizgoyis v'kli milchamtecho sharak teves adenecho. That's if you're so proud that you killed out all the nichomim there. But sefer yuchsin shlechov yedeno. But we have the sefer yuchsin. We know who you really are. Yadanu shuat evid. You heard this. You're making a big shot now. We know in Rome that you really own your an evid. So, kan l'reka v'lo b'reka, that you're nothing here. Rashi l'reka means le'melech le'ben melech. We know that you're not a king, not the king, not the son of a king. Hurdis avdo kalanya misir. Kalanya misav, Rashi says, nasa ben chermelev. Hurdis like he freed himself. That's what the Romans said. Now, my reka, what does it mean a reka? Malchusa. Now the Romans says, you're not a king. You see, the Pasuk says, Anoichi Ayoim Rach, or Moshech Melech. So Mashma Rach has to do with the king. The boy is saying, another Pasuk Melech from here. By Yikru Lefon of Avrech. So Koponim, this is the Maisa. Who this, that the Romans didn't touch him, but Koponim, they just told him, you did wrong. Amri, now it's said over, that Mishal Oiroh Binyan Hurdis, whoever did not see this Binyan that Hurdis built up, the way he fixed up the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, Oiroh Binyan Nomi Yomav, he never saw a beautiful building. But he made the Beis HaMikdash Mamish look beautiful. But my Biniyah, how did he build it up again? Omar Rabbah, the Avne Shisho, he took Avne Shaysh, that's marble stones, or Mirma, and with colorful ones. Rashi Shisho means Shaysh Yorik, a green marble, or Mirma Shayish Lovim with white marble. But together thing makes yellow. Ika the army some say Biavni Kukla Shisha or Mirma. Kids are these beautiful stones. Rashi Kukla means Shayish Savua Kain Kakokol. And maybe like red dyed red. Apik Shafa Vial Shafa. One row was sticking out, one row was sticking in. ki echad in the kabel sida, in order that the shabig plaster should be able to fit in there very well. Now sovel the mishayi b'dava. They thought to say, let's smear it now on the outside with gold. We'll put gold instead of using plaster, instead of using a base outside. Here, what do they use? Stucco. Instead of using stucco, they're going to use gold. They'll put gold all around it. Omalei Rabbanan, the Rabbanan said back to her this, no. Shafke, leave it the way it is right now. Dochi Shafetvei, the Mechsei, ki Yidvosa Diyama. It looks much prettier now. It looks like the wave of the ocean. That's the way it looks. Koporn, that was the Maisa, that he built up the base of Mikdash Hasheni, mamish beautiful. How did he do it? He had workers, he had Jewish workers doing, building it up. Now, Ubob ben Buta, Hechi Yavid Hochi, how was he allowed to do this, to give advice to this Hurdis? Vomer of Yudom Arav, Vitem of Yeshua ben Levi, Mifne Man Nenish Daniel, how come Daniel got punished like Lasutsi was thrown into the den of lions? By mice of Daniel. You know why Daniel got punished there? He was thrown to the den of Arroyas, was soon. Is Mavnesha Hesia Eitzel and Nebuchadnezzar, because he gave advice to the king and Nebuchadnezzar. Mashmanah was a chet, not supposed to do that. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Lochein Malko Malchi Yashru Alecha V'Chatiyecha B'Tzdaka Porak V'Aviyoscha V'Meichon Inian Hein Tehevay Arkol L'Shlusva." Mash, because he spoke to the Melech, things happened. The other pasuk says, "Kula Mata Nebuchadnezzar Malko Ksiv L'Katz Yarchin Train Etz." At the end of 12 months. Takoponim, Daniel got punished for this, for speaking, giving an etzah to Nebuchadnezzar. So how was Bobo ben Buta allowed to now give an etzah to Hurdis? He voiced him one territory to tell you, Shani Yavda Dechai B'mitzvah. Here Hurdis wasn't a total guy. He was an Eved Kenani. He was an Eved by Beis Chashmonoi. So they were ready to megayer him a little bit like an Eved. So therefore he has Chiv Mitzvah like an Isha. So to him, you're allowed to give advice. That's not like Nebuchadnezzar that was a guy gama, a Rosh gama. Here he was never the smuchui v'mitzvahs. The boy said in another territory is Shani Beis Hamikdash. Di loy malchus loy misvini. If not for the king, he couldn't rebuild it. Like to fix up the Beis Hamikdash, you needed the king to do it. Therefore, the tzurich, Baba Ben Buta was allowed to ask the king. Mashenka and Badaniel, he didn't have to ask, he shouldn't have given advice to the Nebuchadnezzar. Now the Gemara says, Udaniel minolan dinish, how do we know he got punished? Eleven Mishum Nichsiv Atik Reshta LaHosech, the Esther called Hosech, and Amar Rav Hosech said the Neil. The Mar says Hanich Laman Diyama Shechotchu Migad Lusay. If Atik Reshta LaHosech means he was called Hosech because they chopped him down from his greatness, okay, that's the proof he got punished. But El Laman Diyama She called Divrei Malchus Nichtochtim Apiv Faket Es Shvach. But any all the words of the king was said through him. So that means he was a great person. So from this pasuk we don't see that the Neil got punished. So how do we know Daniel got punished altogether? Michael Amemo, Samar says, they shad yua leguba the Ariusa, the Davios Bosa. Like we know he was thrown into the den of the lions. So that was his punishment. He would know he was saved there, Rakol Purim, that was his punishment. Now Mishnah says, Hakil Kimine Kamadina. When you go to build up the wall between the Tchotzer and Shutfim divide up, you have to build the wall. How thick is it? Kimine Kamadina. Samar says, Hakol Asuyamai. When it says Hakol, the way you build it is, the way the normal manner of that city is, what are you coming to include? La Suya Asra the Nehiga Behutsa Vadafna. And a place that the only way they build that wall is with simple, Rashi says, Ahutsa means Lulve the column, the leaves of the palm, the palm branches. Vadafna, Andri Eitharumim, branches of this tree. Kitsa, they only make a wall, a fence, made out of the branches, and that's the Minik Hamokam. That when you make a division between a chotzer, the way you make the staff, the ezek ria, is by making a wall out of branches, that's okay. Then the Mishnah says, lefikoch. Therefore, like since we know that the two shutfim together helped in building up this wall, and they both gave plates to build the wall on it, and nofel ha-kaisel, later on this kaisel, this wall in between the two chotzerim, fall down. So says the Mishnah, ha-mokim v'yavonim shoshneim. That the place of the on the ground, the place of the kaisel and the stones belong to both of them. Samar says Trita, of course you know that. Since the Mishnah says the din is that both of them have to build it together, so Pshita, if it falls down later, we know who built it. They both had to build it together. So what do you gotta tell me for? Samar says Latsrika the Kiddush is the follow a shoes of the Chad Minayum, that the kaisel fell down into one side. The whole wall fell down on one side of the chotzer, into Reuven's side. In Ami or else the Peninu Chad the Rishus of the day, that one of them cleaned up all the stones on his side. says, so ma the time I would have thought to say, never either chamaisim mechaber all of araya. Like the chur, it's a very strong thing now. One shoot of one person is holding on to all the stones. And he's saying that, no, I did not build it with you. I built it myself. So chur, I would have thought to say that since he's a muhtig, he's holding on to the stones now, we could only take it away from him if we have edim that the other one helped building it. That's what I would have thought. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that this is considered like edim. That since there's a minig hamakom, that when we make a chaluka, it's the kana of the rabbana now, that both of them have to help build together, that kamat like edim are telling us that when they build it together, therefore even though one of them right now is holding on to it, there's no chsarin for the mashal gomer all over right. Alright, Dina. Right. Then the Mishnah says, v'chein begina. The same halach applies to a garden. This is the second part of the Mishnah. That v'chein begina. Mokim shenogu ligdor machayav noisai. If the minig is to build up a wall when you divide up your garden, the gina, also you have to build it up. Demar ha'guf ha'kasha. It's a kasha now. Omat, you're telling me now, v'chein begina, that mokim shenogu ligdor machayav noisai. Mashma, that only because if it's a minig to build it up, then you have to. Hostama, but min hastam, if there's no minig, ain't mechayav noisai. You don't have to build it up. That's what's mashma by a gina. By a gina, it depends. If the minig hamokim is that when you divide up a gina, you have to build a wall, then yes. But if there's no special minig, we say you don't have to. It's so aim a safe, what does the safe say? Avu v'bikka, but by the bikka, by the valley, mokim shenogu shlaligdor, ain't mechayav noisai. If the minig is not to build up a wall now, we don't, you don't have to. Mashma hastama mechayav noisai. Mashra min astam, even by a valley, min astam, when shutfim divide up the property in the valley, they do have to build up a wall. So it's a stira. Hash destam gina, or mataloi, like madach by a gina, by a garden, which there was far as before. Since things grow there, you have the whole crop growing, there's a big hezekria, there's a big sphere to say, when you divide up, we want a wall there, that somebody shouldn't look over and look into you and give you an ayin hara. Still you tell me, min astam, you don't have to build a wall, if so, dikka mi boy, by dikka for sure you don't have to build up min astam. So chur tzastira. Om Rabbayis, Rabbayis says, no hokikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. V'chein stam gina. That gina min astam is also the same way. That avada min astam, a gina is the best way. A gina, God min astam, people do build up walls. Because the swear we had in the Gemara before, that since in the garden you have things growing there, you have your whole cornfield there. So there's a big iron horror, somebody look in. So therefore, min astam, you build a wall. Only if the minig is not to. Mashenke, and by a bika, then by bika, min astam, you don't build up a wall. Dafko, v'mokim, shenogu, ligda, v'bika, machiyo, v'noisai. That's what the Mishnah means. Min astam, a gin is yes. Min astam, a bika is no. Only if in this bika, the minig is to build up with a wall, then you have to make a wall. Alright, turn over. So it says, oh, Malay Rover, it says back and came if so, my Avul. What are you telling me now? Avul, it says Avul Babika. Mashma Tzidu Alokha. It's not according to this, it's a continuation. El Arazo Amarav Okhikaton. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Vechein Stam Gino. Kemokim Shinogu Ligdadomi. Shino, a Stam Gino, a Stam garden that has things growing when two shifts divide up. Minastam, it's like a Mokom that the meaning is to build up a wall. They have to build up the wall. Umechayav Enoisa, and Umechayav them to build up the wall. Avol stam dika, bura stam dika, kimokam shaloi nogodami. And v'yei mechayav Enoisa. That's pshat in the Mishnah. Same pshat, but it's a little different how you read a little different. That a stam dika is like a mokam, you do not build up a wall. And therefore, the stam valley, when you divide up the property, you're not mechayav to build up a wall between them. Now the Mishnah says, Elim Reutza, what's going to be by a valley? If one of them does want to build up a wall, so the other one doesn't have to do it. Only one that wants to does it by himself. So what should he do? Emrotza kindness of Tercholai. He has to move into his own property. Ubaina, the Yaisakhazist, and he builds up the wall all by himself, and in his own property builds up the wall, and he has to make a sign on top of the wall that it's his wall. Now my chazist, what is this chazist? Amarafuna Achve, something like turning over Achve Lakarna Labar. Like make the top corner like stick over Labar. Outside. You make the top stick out outside. That's the siman that you build it. The top of the wall has sticking out outwards. Why do you have it sticking outwards? Make it that the corner should be, you should stick it inside towards you. So Mar says, no, if you'd stick this simon towards you, then Ovid Chavra Namim Alabar. Then the other side, you know what he would do? He would climb up on his side of the wall, and he'll put also a simon to build out bricks on the outside. Therefore, if your simon is inside towards you, he'll go outside and build towards him. So it wouldn't be a good proof. Therefore, the Yomim will say the D or the Dehu. We built it together. Therefore, the answer is when Reuven on the right side builds the wall, he should put the sign on the outside. Therefore, the only way is for the other guy to come into his side and build it up. He can't come into your property. Therefore, we're not afraid. Tomorrow says, no, Yehochi is so now also. Hashtanami Gai is Leichavri. Listen, the guy on the other side, he'll chop it off. What's the answer now? If you build up the guy on the right side, builds it up himself, so it's saying on top of the wall, make it a thing sticking out. So that the Makasha, the guy on the outside will come and chop it off. So he'll take away your simon. The Yomer again, he'll say this wall is without any simon, and therefore the D or the Dehu was both of ours. Tomorrow says, no, that we're not afraid about. I'll tell you, Gizusa made the idea. If it was there and he chopped it off, we could tell. That you could tell if a piece of the wall was chopped off. That he can't do. That's the eight, so you have to put this projection on the outside, not on the inside. No, you stick it inside. Yitaka, make the extra simin stick coming inside. For the Gemara, why? The Nevim Labar won't do it outside. And the Gemara, Gzaila, if you do it outside, then the outside guy will chop it off. The Yorman then will say, Didi of the day, we build it together. But the Gemara, Hachi, is so, Hashtanami, Layif Lechavre. Now that you're building yours inside towards you, the other guy will build inside towards him. He'll build on the other side. He'll also add a projection. He'll add onto the wall. So this day, the Gemara,